with SRN News. I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Biden facing intense pressure to fix the southern border crisis, and now, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Republicans have long criticized the president's immigration policies and called for asylum restrictions. But it's not just GOP officials putting pressure on the White House to limit border crossings. Nine Democratic governors from all across the country recently sent a letter to the president pleading for action to solve what has become a humanitarian crisis. With a record flow of migrants entering the U.S., states and cities are spending billions to respond, but are failing to keep pace with the new arrivals. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israel's military issuing its most detailed warning yet to Hezbollah in neighboring Lebanon, saying it would be ready, quote, for an immediate attack if provoked. The military recounted its actions along the northern border during 4 months of war in Gaza and made a rare acknowledgement of dozens of airstrikes inside Syria, stressing it doesn't want war, but it's ready. Wall Street's key indices continued their climb into record territory, with all the benchmarks gaining more than 1% in the past week.
The S&P starts the week at a fresh high after advancing just over 1% Friday. Last week's rally, fueled by a surprisingly strong January jobs report, as well as encouraging quarterly earnings from tech giants, including Facebook parent Meta and Amazon, which advanced just shy of 8%. The Dow gained 134 points Friday, ending at a record 38,654. The Nasdaq closed up 1.7%. Rich Thomason reporting.
Tesla recalling nearly all the vehicles it sold in the U.S. because of some warning lights on the instrument panel that are too small. Documents posted by U.S. safety regulators say the recall will be done with an online software update. This is SRN News. Senators blasted the CEOs of social media companies this past week for their harm that the products are doing to America's children. But one evangelical leader doesn't think a whole lot is going to change.
The big question is, what in the world are the senators going to do? It's one thing for Republicans and Democrats to show bipartisan concern and a bipartisan awareness of an emergency, but how is that going to get translated into legislation that can be signed into law by a president and actually see the light of day? What will actually change?
Dr. Albert Moeller of the Southern Baptist Convention says it's time for parents to take action.
You need to ask yourself a very hard question, and that is, how much do you actually know? I mean, really know about the social media activities of your own children and teenagers.
Some experts say moms and dads need to bar their kids from using social media entirely, even if that's an unpopular decision. They say the risk to children is simply too great. This is SRN News. Apple's hotly anticipated Vision Pro headset is hitting store shelves.
That means you're probably going to start seeing more people wearing the futuristic goggles that are supposed to usher in the age of spatial computing. It's an esoteric mode of technology Apple executives and their marketing gurus are trying to thrust into the mainstream, all while avoiding other more widely used terms such as augmented reality and virtual reality to describe the transformative powers of a product that's being touted as a tipping point that could become as monumental as the changes wrought after the iPhone came out back in 2007. Bob Agner reporting.
Today is Sunday, February the 4th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including rock musician John Steele of the Animals. He is 83 years old. Singer Florence LaRue of the Fifth Dimension is 82. Football Hall of Famer Lawrence Taylor is 65 today. Oscar De La Hoya, the famous boxer, 51. This is SRN News.